And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, our monthly chat with Raleigh County Police Department Director Dennis Butler. And if you do have a phone call, you can give us a call here, 785-537-1350. We do this as a service to our community, and looks like we have a caller on the line. So let's hear from them real quick. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, I was wanting to talk to you about the location of the cop shop right now down that little dead-end street backed up to Wildcat Creek. If we could go out to the county yard, pick the right spot, you'd only have to fence off three sides of it, fence it up off against the county yard, and put up a Butler building, and you could have your non-security people and your $400,000 militarized explorer out there to take care of it, protect things, and provide you with more space at your current cop shop and give you access to the north end of Manhattan now that we're doing the expansion there at Marlette Road and everything. Thank you for accepting these suggestions.
Well, thank you. You know, it was one of the things that we were actually going to talk about this morning, not that specific suggestion, but Brandon was asking me about some of the issues that we have been evaluating since we've been here, surprises. You know, one of the things I was surprised about when I arrived here was just how tight the quarters are at the current law enforcement center, and we're constantly evaluating options to increase the space that we need for training especially, but also for other operations. So I've had conversations with even private building owners in the county and city, also with city and county staff. And really what those conversations entail are me just talking about where we're struggling in terms of space. I haven't made any specific suggestions like we need to build a new building or we need to move some of our operations to another location. But those kinds of things are always potential options down the road. What I'm trying to do is just make sure the community knows that this is an issue for us and that it's not something that will be solved overnight. There probably won't be a single solution to these issues, but if I'm not talking about it, then when I come forward with any kind of proposal, then I don't want people to be caught off guard or think I was hiding the ball from them. So I do appreciate your suggestions, and these are things that we will consider along with the other needs that we're evaluating. Thank you very much.
How, and this is just off the top of my head here, how good would it be to have your facility closer to the courthouse in closer proximity? Because I know a lot of those inmates, you know, they have to go to court, and a lot of times they have the video. It might just be easier just to have them there at the courthouse or near the courthouse.
Well, of course, that would create some conveniences. There's no question being closer to the courthouse with the jail would accommodate that. But there's a much bigger picture in terms of the overall operation, in terms of where it should be located or where pieces of it should be located. I have been in situations professionally where the operation was not in the same location, where we were split up because of space needs. And that creates a new set of challenges when your organization is not all together. And it's a lack of cohesiveness. Sometimes there's things being done a certain way here, and it's not consistent with how it's being done in the other location, and the policies aren't always being followed as closely. Now, that's a leadership issue that is something that I'm aware of, but it does create challenges logistically and from a cost perspective, from morale and cohesiveness in the police department. So I'm not saying it wouldn't be an option down the road, but those are the things that I keep in the forefront as we're evaluating other locations to expand our operations.
Jail space, do you think you have plenty of jail space right now?
Yeah, that's something that we're fine on. We do have plenty of bed space for our current population, and we could take in more inmates if we were making more arrests. But always remember, when we add more inmates to the facility, then you need more staffing. Mm. You also, because you're adding more staffing, need more parking. Our current location, we are maxed out on parking. Anybody who drives by there sees cars parked on the frontage road in front of the PD. It's because the parking lot's full. And so if you want to get down to brass tacks, we probably could use a few more police vehicles. And I think that has been kept at bay because we just don't have a place to park them all. So we're trying to minimize the number of cars we have down there and share them among different shifts as much as we can. So we definitely have more than just internal space needs. We have parking space needs and challenges. And so there's a lot of issues that I continually evaluate. And I'm not coming forward anytime soon with a specific proposal. The only thing that I know is an option right now is the redevelopment of Aggieville and the building of the parking garage. There's some potential space that's been designated at this stage for the police department to move the substation in there, but it'll also afford us a potential opportunity to add some conferencing, meeting, and training space in that same location. So that's probably the most promising expansion we're looking at right now.
Yeah, that's it's been interesting to hear what might come of that. You're kind of in a tough situation. You mentioned the parking. I mean, you really don't have a lot of places you can go either because you're kind of landlocked there.
The only options really there now are either to acquire adjacent property that's already occupied by a landowner, and that is not, I don't want to start a rumor here, that's not what we're doing right now. We've had zero conversations with them. So the other option would be to build up. So to build a parking garage on that back lot with multi-levels and maybe add on to the building to accommodate some of the space needs we have, but also add to parking. Parking garages are not cheap. They're mm-hmm. very expensive. But when you let me go back to the jail for a second. One of the reasons why I'm not in favor of moving the jail is jails are very expensive construction projects. They're extremely expensive. And we have enough space in there right now for our current population and more. Just makes zero sense to me to start planning to move the jail to another location, at least at this stage.
All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Dennis Butler, Director of the Riley County Police Department, when we return on KMAN.